When was the last time you thanked God for your healthcare? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Talk sports with guys in the know.
It's embarrassing. I mean, are they not embarrassed?
It's time for Baskin and Phelps. Cleveland's Sports Radio, 92.3 The Fan.
Here we go, baby. It all begins tonight. Cavaliers following up a 64-win season that didn't end well. In New York against the New York Knicks, the two teams most folks think are the top two teams in the Eastern Conference right now. And they get it going in Madison Square Garden. Oh, Andy, are you pumped?
I can feel the energy going through Northeast Ohio right now. You are so excited. It's the Cavaliers. It's the Knicks tonight in the world-famous Madison Square Garden. Everything is there. This is all the excitement we normally feel for opening day for the baseball.
It is?
No.
How about football?
No.
It isn't? Why is...
Why? I'm sitting here saying the same thing to you. Why?
Well, like, maybe
should
it is.
I feel
maybe
this
it
way?
Is exciting.
I should feel amped that the Cavaliers are starting tonight.
Your team has a great chance to do something.
I just don't get it. Like, I don't have the. I'm missing my mojo. I think that's what I'm missing when it comes to the Cavaliers and the NBA right now. I don't know why. Maybe we were spoiled during the LeBron years. Maybe there's a million reasons why. Maybe they play too many games. Maybe too many teams make the playoff. There's like a million reasons why. I just don't. It's not only me. I've asked a lot of people. I'm like, hey, are you pumped for the NBA to start? Are you pumped for the Cavaliers season to start? Oh, when's it start? Like, that's what I've been hearing. Just last night, I was talking to somebody about basketball, and they were like, hey, oh, well, when do the Cavaliers start? And I'm like, tomorrow, which is tonight. I don't get it. I'm excited for this team. We have a really, really good team. And when they're healthy, it's going to be awesome. Maybe we learned a lesson last year about getting too excited too early. I don't know. Maybe that's part of it. I mean, we have a great team. This should be a great year. It should be a lot of fun.
I just don't feel
the opening day energy today.
I don't know. I think you might be on Baskin Island on this one.
I'm not. Like, a lot of people didn't even know they started tonight.
Well, let's open up these phone lines and find out.
Okay.
We want to hear from you. 216-474-0092 is the number to join us. I'll throw this one at you.
Sure.
Tim Legler was on with Anthony and Ken this morning, and Tim does a great job for ESPN, always has, and now he's going to be part of the crew along with Richard Jefferson and Tim Breen.
Hmm.
And
did Richard retire?
Hmm?
Oh, remember he retired after they won the – never mind. Keep going. Sorry.
I see what you mean.
Yes.
And Tim said Boston loses Jason Tatum.
Yep.
Tyrese Halliburton out for Indiana. Two of the favorites, obviously, you know, they were the teams last year, and they're not going to be there. You would think, and Boston traded Kristaps Porzingis as well. You would think, okay, and I won't say clear path because I think there are other teams that are going to step up. I'm looking for Orlando to be really good, really am, and the Knicks are going to be nasty, despite the fact that Mike Brown is their coach. Did you get that?
I did.
Okay, good.
I did.
There you go.
It was an old joke. It was lingering, yes.
It wasn't lingering. It was just a comment.
I know.
It was a comment. The Knicks will play a little different style with Mike than they did under Tibbs. But the Cavaliers, according to all accounts, have the highest payroll in the NBA.
Okay. Are they the Dodgers? Is that what you're
trying to say? They are locked in to the money. It's not just the highest payroll. They're locked into the money. That was my little phone. I didn't silence it.
I don't know that everybody heard it. I just heard it. Maybe
you did. I've got a little I get a
come on back
text.
Yeah. Come on back.
Well, you were like, oh my God, what's going on?
No, I was like,
anyhow,
who's somebody's
whistle? The Cavs have the highest payroll. They're locked in. That the whole apron stuff and all that. They're limited on some of the things they can do, obviously.
They're in the kitchen. They're wearing the apron. They're good.
I'll make this claim. If they don't win the NBA championship this year or get to the NBA finals, they'll be busting up this team. They'll bust it up. And they should. This is the league where superstars change teams all the time. Did you watch Kevin Durant last night wearing his Houston Rockets uniform?
Mm.
He looked good. Houston looks like the real deal. But Houston gave up some real talent to go get him. They just change star players in this league like you change socks, Andy, once a week.
Oh, I'm
it really, happens all the time.
Actually, I just turn them inside out so I can go for 2 weeks.
It happens all the time.
Same with underwear.
And I think it's a critical season for the future of the franchise. This is year number 4 with Donovan Mitchell on the team.
Mm-hmm.
Donovan's terrific. It's also year number 4 with trying to make Donovan and Darius work as your big-time combo. So far, it's led you to second-round playoff exits. Is this the year where Evan Mobley steps up and takes over and he and Donovan become the guy and Darius Garland plays a different role? I'm not going to say lesser role because I don't want Darius to play a lesser role. I want him to play a different role. I want him to play a facilitating point guard a little bit more than a scoring point guard.
Does he want to play that role?
Well, you can ask him. I don't know. I don't know the answer to that.
Or can he?
Or can he?
Yeah.
And because I think they've...
Having control over your healthcare is a relief, yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Shown what this team is capable of when they are based around two guards. They're capable of getting into the playoffs and winning a lot of regular season games and getting knocked out in the second round. And I think it needs to change a little bit. And we'll see if it does. I just think if they don't have overwhelming success this year, that this offseason will be full of major moves for this team, which is okay. Again, that happens in the NBA all the time. It's not a failure. It's just life in the NBA.
I'm curious, so when I say to you, Cavaliers, your first thought is, okay, they've got some time to figure out. I'm just trying to read into what you're saying. They've got time to figure it out with what they brought in, which looks pretty good. But if it doesn't work...
You mean the new guys on the team?
No, just I'm like a general synopsis of the team walking into this thing. You're like, hey, we've got enough to win the Eastern Conference for sure. They should be able to do that. But if they don't do it, well... Look out, because what this looks like now isn't what it's going to look like in the future.
I would agree with that.
Okay.
That's what I think.
Yeah.
If they don't win the East, at the very least, I think you'll see major changes. And you should see major changes. I mean, how long are you going to keep rolling out the same thing and get knocked out in the second round? Or not get to the NBA Finals?
No, you got to figure out.
With the highest payroll in the league, locked in with the whole apron and how punitive it is and everything else. So that it's not a bad thing. It's just the way life is in the NBA. Okay, this will be the fourth year of rolling this crew out there. Jarrett, Evan, Donovan, Darius. If four shots at it doesn't get it done, well, it's time to make a move. And I'm sure they'll do that. You know, they did it with the coach. This will be year number two for Kenny. He did a great job last year. We'll see what the Knicks can do. I think the Knicks are going to be the team to beat, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
I know most folks think it's the Cavaliers. I don't. I think it's the Knicks. And I think Orlando is a real team to watch. I think they're a good young team with a lot of long talent. Banchero, Franz Wagner. They brought in Desmond Bane. I think Orlando's going to be good. And so, though it looks like, by most accounts, folks think the Cavaliers are one of the two teams to beat, I'll say they're one of the three or four. We'll see. Can they get it done? What do you think?
Can they get it done? I think it's there, but I also think that some of the things we look at are mythical when it comes to the NBA. Like, you know, our euphoria last year for how good they were, you know, got stomped in Indiana. And that's 2 years in a row and the year before. And then, you know, I hear the things they're saying, and I like what they look like as a roster on paper, but are they tough enough? That seems to be something
that's been in their way.
That's
there, isn't it?
I don't know. I mean, the Mike Brown thing in New York is interesting, especially because we've seen the way that works.
I thought Mike was doing a better job in Sacramento than he's done in the past. And I think Mike's a good coach.
Mm-hmm.
I do. And I think, you know, going to finishing school with Golden State, Steve Kerr probably helped him a lot when it came to the offense, because his offense in the past wasn't exactly pretty or effective.
Yeah, I look at the Cavaliers and I see a team that I think can beat every team in the NBA on any given night. But I worry about them as a series team again. And that's the way it's looked. And why shouldn't I worry? Because of the way they've been knocked out of the playoffs the last couple of years.
Which might lead to your thought, maybe your feeling about tonight and beyond, and a lot of maybe some of the other Cavs fans feel the same way. And it's this. I've said this repeatedly. I can't stand more teams in the playoffs. The only league where I'm okay with more teams in the playoffs is the NFL.
Oh, I thought you said the NHL.
Because they only play 17 games. You know, somebody gets hurt, you get your quarterback back in week 10, you're a different team. You know, mm-hmm. You get your star running back back. We know the deal. In Major League Baseball, you don't need more teams. You've got 20 teams who are going to play past the regular season in the NBA. That's ridiculous. 10 in each conference.
Got to make your money, man, to make all the money during the playoffs.
As our boy Dan Menigan said, before we started the show, he said, two-thirds of the league is going to make the playoffs. We know the Cavs are going to make the playoffs. That takes an element of fun to me out of the regular season. I would love to see it paired back. That doesn't happen. Television is too big. Playoff money, too big on TV, more so than the arena, certainly. And so that's the way it's going to be. But I do think it diminishes the regular season. And if any Cav fan isn't pumped about the regular season, that might be part of the reason why. Because you know you're just going to get into the playoffs, and then you got to see what happens.
As long as you stay healthy, you're getting into the playoffs. That's another.
They're going to get into the playoffs.
I think so, too. But they got to stay healthy.
I would think they're a top four seed.
I as long as they stay healthy, you're right. I agree with all that. There's a part of me that just wants to see them. I want to believe that when they get into a series, they're going to be able to, you know, manhandle the other team. I just still.
There's no Tyrese Halliburton.
Yeah, I know.
Thomas Bryant's on your team now.
I don't know why Orlando irritates me.
There's no Jason Tatum. Orlando should irritate you. They're good, and they're getting better.
There's a lot of reasons to question what's going on right now, but I still believe that on paper, this thing looks fantastic.
You know why you're questioning things?
Because of the way we've been knocked out the last couple of years, and I mean, I don't want to use the soft label, but I just didn't think they were tough enough in the playoffs last year. Again,
that's
but they had injuries. I mean, I get it. I understand part of that.
That's part of it. And the other part of the reason you're questioning things is there are just two goals for this season. Two.
Win the East, win the title?
There it is.
Yeah.
And anything other than that, to me, leads to a bust up of this team in the offseason.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at RedeemHealthShare.org.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARC machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.